Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, 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 and God bless you. Thank you so much, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and everyone who had breath. Praise ye the Lord. What a blessing it is to be with you this evening. And many of you, it is quitting time. It's 5 p.m., and truly, as the Word of God says, the evening and the morning was the third day. I tell you, I hope your work day was well, and I hope you are now taking a deep breath and relaxing, and hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. And I thank you for tuning in and stopping by Blog Talk Radio, as well as my Facebook, my Twitter feed for this special announcement. I just completed Chevron's offering, and I tell you, I'm excited to be here with you to bring it to you. I decided to do a special broadcast to promote it. So here I am, and I tell you, truly we are on the dawn of a new destiny. This is the dawn of a new destiny. The evening is such a blessed time. It's one of the watches that we have in our watches as we watch and pray. And the evening is so special. And I'm excited to be here with you. I only set the time for 15 minutes, so I have to hurry up and speak fast. Glory be to God. And I've been working on this this montage feverishly, really with just such passion. And that speaks to exactly what I wanted this offering to speak to. And if you like, you can go right now to brotherchrist.org, and you can view the montage. I'm so excited about it because this is a month that we're into the fall equinox, and the days are going to be getting shorter, the nights longer, and it's a time where we celebrate the fall feast of Thanksgiving and all those other things. And I wanted to do something that would speak to communion and fellowship, and that's what everything that I bring to is about, fellowship. But also things that will that bring us close together. And one way is food. Yes, it is food. And so in this offering, I really wanted to highlight a particular place that speaks to this offering. And as you see on my website, I entitled this montage, this offering, Chevron's offering, Celebrating the Rain Dance. Yes, celebrating the rain dance, because as I share with you, this month it speaks to rains, the latter rains. It speaks to our harvest. And I tell you, the celebration of the rain dance is a dance that is given, and it's performed for there to be rain. And I wanted to celebrate that both naturally and prophetically, so as it relates to the reign of Christ in our life. Your reign, whatever God has given you to do, that you're doing it wondrously, you're doing it in excellence, and you're on your throne. It's brought you before great men, amen. Your talents, your gift has brought you before great men, and so I would celebrate you with the celebration of the rain dance. And what I was thinking for this offering was, as we, seek the Lord for a deeper debt and a higher anointing and a higher height and a closer communion with Him. And as I spoke about the waters, the depth waters, one of the things that I wanted to touch on as I began to minister this offering is how to engage our senses, how to excite the senses. And that's one of the things that this month also speaks to. It speaks to how we can really reach the highest height and the deepest depths of spirituality, of our spirituality, of our relationship with Christ. And one way to do that is by engaging the senses. And so the Rainforest Cafe, I wanted to highlight that and to just share that in this offering, because it speaks to that, and nature itself is a great way for us to engage our senses, being in creation, going outside and being among the trees. And the rainforest is a beautiful, 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 beautiful creation by God that offers that. And so the images that I selected and chose for this offering is coming by way of the Rainforest Cafe, and how it speaks to dining. It speaks to a way of exciting the senses with all the animals of the kingdom present, and that was my train of thought in my inspiration for this offering. Now, the thing that I wanted to do in bringing this is really keep the message that the Lord has been speaking to me about governments, the government being on His shoulders, and celebrating the new kingdom leaders of the new free world, celebrating this generation. And he gave me Hebrews, because the most important thing that our children need to understand, and some of us who are adults need to understand, is that when God called us out, when He consecrated us, when He called us and consecrated us and He anointed us for the work of the ministry, that it was done for the purpose of service. For service. In Hebrews, the 5th chapter, it speaks to how every high priest that is taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that He may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. And so that's really, really prophetic right there, as it speaks to those young men and women who are called out by God, or chosen by men, who are the elders, and who are the mothers, who see and know know how to identify those who are ordained to be taken from among themselves, and to present and speak to those things that pertain to life and godliness. Amen. And He said how He may offer both gifts and sacrifices. And those gifts speaks to the gifts that God has given him for way of their vocation, their talents, and sacrifices, which means their service. Amen. And, of course, this is specifically speaking to the office in the service of the Lord. Amen. How to serve in the Lord's house and His temple for sins. And so it goes on to say, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. Amen. And now more than ever do we need people who can show compassion. The Word of God says some having compassion making a difference. Amen. And the Word tells us that we are to walk wisely among those who are without. Amen. Without instruction, without hope. Amen. Without a Savior. And I'm not going to get into the whole thing now. I'm going to give it all away. I only have a few more minutes on here, but I just want to just touch on the foundation of what the Lord gave me, the scripture that He gave me for this, which is Hebrews 5. And I'm excited to minister to you, and I'm excited to really, really get in depth, with what the Lord was giving me and has opened up to me on how to minister to this, because what our children need more now than ever is discernment. And which this speaks to. And I wanted to do the whole fifth chapter of Hebrews instead of just going to the particular verse that speaks to having our senses exercised, not no longer drinking milk, but eating strong meat. And who strong meat belongs to. Amen. And so I wanted to conclude the whole chapter of fifth chapter of Hebrews, and I'm going to get into that in a later broadcast. But I'm going to be bringing this broadcast, or this offering, by way of Lisa Marie's Therapeutic Sessions. I haven't come to you in a while with Lisa Marie's Therapeutic Sessions, and I'm excited to minister this offering under Lisa Marie's Therapeutic Sessions, because it's also a therapeutic piece. Now more than ever do we need healing, and I myself pride myself on being a conduit of healing and deliverance and restoring the paths to dwell in. And I was just sharing that with a new friend that I met about, you know, how we should be a therapeutic model. Our bodies, our life should release and have that energy of healing. I mean, Jesus did. Everywhere He went, I mean, when people touched Him, they were healed. So it's really, really important for our children to understand the importance of being anointed and protecting that anointing. Amen. It's not just rendering a service or being given a position of authority and being recognized is really a responsibility to know how to discern good from evil. And I'm not just simply talking about just child's play. And just because someone's, you know, like today, Halloween, someone's, you know, put on a costume and you pretend to be a ghouly looly monster. I'm talking about real demonic spirits, you know, and knowing how to discern what's good and what's evil. And sometimes those things are masked. Sometimes they're not readily seen. And our young people need to know who are among them, amen, so they can be able to discern who they should receive and not receive. Because the most important thing that I'm excited about, and I really want to help our young people to understand, is how to govern what they've been given, amen, what they have inherited, amen. And it's not in the numbers, amen, it's in the longevity, amen, it's in excellence, it's in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is by having understanding of what the Word of God says, how to govern. So I'm excited about this offering, and I'm definitely going to be posting more with you in the coming days. And I'm excited to help you provoke your passion. Yes, provoke your passions. And I'm excited about all the things I'm going to be sharing with you in this offering. I'm going to be sharing with you some of my meditation practices that I use that are rooted in the Word of God, and how to meditate upon Scripture and really, really, really use this season to heighten your senses, amen, in a holy way, in a pure way, amen, because it's not just about being centered. It's about staying connected. It's about understanding that where our soul is connected to is the divine Holy One, which is Christ, who's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Now that I have an adoption where I cry Abba Father, everything that I experience from beyond the veil, from the holies of holies, and those inspirations are holy. And I tell you, it's not easy because a lot of times when I'm putting these broadcasts together, these offers together, I can feel the pull of different elements of the universe wanting me to go a different way. And so I have to really be careful of my language and make sure that it's rooted in the Word of God, because being spiritual, if it is not guided and have foundation of that which is holy, it can take you into some places that you don't want to be. Amen. So I love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here for this special presentation and debut of the celebration of the rain dance, exciting your senses. Hallelujah. I will be speaking with you more in the coming days. Wishing you peace, blessings, and much love. May you enjoy the rest of your evening. God bless you. I love you.